It is still the season to be jolly. So here's Velton Shaw III motivating us during this holiday season. Sales. This discussion is for you and for more of you who just want to be inspired. Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to have you all on board, and believe me, it is a good time for you to be on board. We are still motivating, first month of the new year, and I'm telling you, you are in for a treat. I know that a lot of you are into sales. That's what you do for a living. Some of you are thinking about getting into sales. You want to do that for a living. You think you might be able to do well at it. You might be wondering how, though. If I just knew a few little ins and outs, if I just had some important sales principles to help me with this, I believe I could do well at it. Well, this is a good time for you. This is a good time for entrepreneurs, because our next guest is going to help us with this. He has a cool name, too. Velton. His first name begins with the letter V as in victory. Velton Shaw III. Man, I tell you what, I like that name, Velton. It is good to have you on board. How are you doing?
Carl, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm doing fantastic, and I'm so excited to be a part of what you're doing and your movement. I congratulate you on what you've done, and it's wonderful to be here in 2014, which is going to be our best year ever.
I love that. I've got to agree with you. I agree with you. Our best year ever. Velton Shaw III. Man, I like the name. I like the flow. I like the uniqueness of it. That's an awesome name.
Well, I can't take credit for it. I have to give credit to my great-grandmother, who named my grandfather, who named my father. And subsequently, I was blessed with the name, and I gave it to my son. So there's four of us, and we're all excited about it. The name that we have and the life that we've been fortunate enough to lead.
I hear you. I hear you, good brother. I hear you. That is a good name to keep moving forward to. Well, Velton, I want to ask you, you know, one of the things that is so important to us, and when I say us, to mankind in general, is that we have a purpose, but even with the purpose, that we be motivated to fulfill the purpose. What are some of the things that you have found that can really help people be motivated to fulfill their purpose once they have discovered it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Everybody, when they are children, when we're born with a dream. We have dreams. You know, people say, well, when you go to sleep at night, you have a good dream or a bad dream. They're not good dreams. They're not bad dreams. They're just dreams. And one of my favorite quotes is, when you wake up in the morning, you have a choice. You can go back to sleep and continue the dream, or you can wake up and make those dreams become reality. And a lot of times people need to understand that your dream can be reality, but it takes hard work. It takes dedication. It takes you discovering who you are and what you're about, and then focusing on results, not on issues.
Wow. You know, something you said there that really caught my attention too, and it really lines up with something that I've been hearing quite a bit lately. Hard work. It's not about just having the dream, understanding what the dream is about, how it fits into your life, how you fit into the dream, and then everything just falls into place from there. All you do is just sit on cruise control. It is about doing something. It's about effort.
it's always about effort. You know, I read a lot, and one of my favorites is Zig Ziglar. And Zig Ziglar said that the only place where success comes before hard work is in a dictionary.
Wow. Okay.
So if you're really focused on success, you need to be willing to put in the work. You need to be willing to do things today that other people won't, so that you will one day be able to have the things that other people can't.
Mm. So part of the issue here then is making sure that we understand that when we see, for example, Weltanschauer III on stage, delivering a motivational message that inspires us, that really gets us pumped up, and really gets us encouraged and empowered to do something. Weltanschauer III has already done something in order to have that platform where he could speak to us.
Well, you know, I've done many, many things in my life. I've come from the inner city. I grew up in Camden, New Jersey, and for those of your listeners who know where Camden is, Camden's right next to Philadelphia, and it was a nice place to grow up, and the city itself today is not a great place to live, but through that, it shaped me, it molded me, and it allowed me to understand that life's not easy. There are going to be days where you have to turn lemons into lemonade. You know, growing up, I was in a situation many times where I had dreams and aspirations, and doors were closed in my face. Now, I graduated from college and came back home and for 9 months looked for a job. How many young people today, because of the economy and what's going on, they are searching and looking for that opportunity, and they get discouraged because the opportunity that they are looking for is not the opportunity that they're presented with sometimes. They have to sometimes take a position that is not commensurate with their level of education. It's not commensurate with their skill set at that juncture or that point in time. So what do? Do you get discouraged and do nothing? Or do you do what you have to do now to have what you want to have in the future? Because the lessons that you learn at every plateau in your life will take you to another area of discovery.
Wow, and that new area of discovery will bring with it its own set of required efforts.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, my mentor, Les Brown, has a saying. He tells us all the time, you are a product of your environment. If you want to get to a certain level, you have to surround yourself with people who have like aspirations and goals in their mind. If you are spending your time with people who don't want to do great things, how will you ever be able to do great things?
That makes sense. Because I can't help but think about one of those old adages that we have heard from time immemorial, birds of a feather flock together.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Birds of a feather flock together. And the other thing is, if you're in a group, and this is something that I hope people will write down or really think about later if they don't think about it right now. If you find yourself in a group, don't let your ego tell you that being the smartest person in the group is a good thing. If you find yourself in a group and you're the smartest person in the group, it's time for you to find a new group.
Mm.
Because that group is not stretching you. That group is not giving you wings to allow you to fly to another level. That group is stagnating you exactly where you are because they have no level above that.
Wow. So either you move upward continually anyway and bring them as far as they're willing to go with you, or you move on to another group, as you said, and find someone else who's going to stretch you and help you continue to grow.
And sometimes you can't pull people to where they don't want to be.
Yes.
If some somebody is happy and complacent being where they are, and you have dreams to go somewhere else, sometimes you have to go that road alone. Wow. You can't always go that road with the group. You have to step out and do things different. You have to be willing to feel that pressure, because a lot of times it's not failure that discourages people. It's the feeling of doing nothing. If I do nothing, I'm much more comfortable. If I step out there, I might fail. But the other side of that is if you step out there, you may succeed. So what are you afraid of? I'd be afraid of doing nothing.
I tell you what, I can think back on the few jobs. There haven't been many for me, but there have been just a few. And I'm talking about from my high school days on up. Just a few jobs where I wasn't busy enough to really be interested in what I was doing. Finding work to do. Those were some of the most boring, dissatisfying, unrewarding moments. Those times when I was really, really stretching, I was really having to, it seemed like I was trying to juggle 5, 6, 8 things at the same time. And it was really stretching me to keep everything balanced and to keep everything moving. Sometimes, as long as I wasn't overwhelmed, those were the most rewarding times on the job for me.
And the real key, Carl, I'm going to ask you a question, is when you were being stretched, when you had extra pressure, how much did you absorb and learn from those experiences that have helped you in your success today?
Much, much. Particularly when it comes to balancing, particularly when it comes to keeping myself calm, even when it seems like there is a lot, or not seems like, when there's a lot of activity going on. Keeping a level head so that I can keep things going the way they need to and still be interacting with other people in a way that doesn't drive them away, but allows them to realize, hey, he's touchable, he's accessible. And so, you're right, it helped me tremendously. In fact, I can share with you, Velton, I learned much more from those times of stretching than I did from those times of boredom.
I work with salespeople and I work with entrepreneurs quite a bit. And one of the things that I often hear from people that say they want to be in sales or they say they want to have their own business is, I want to do it, but the stress of doing it keeps me from really pursuing that goal in my life, pursuing that dream that I have. I'm really afraid of stress because I know so many people that have succumbed to the pressure and have succumbed to stress. And I think about that, and I look at that, but I think about something that I was told when I was very, very young and something that I've held on to. When you think about a lump of coal, you find coal everywhere. If you're in West Virginia, if you're somewhere, coal is very, very common. And it has a purpose and it has a cost. What you don't see is that lump of coal that is different, that has been exposed to pressure, that has been exposed to stress, that has been pushed and molded and has now changed its form, because that lump of coal that once existed is now a diamond. It's one of the most precious gems known to man. And it's the same thing when you're talking about your work, your life, and what you're going through. There are not a lot of slots at the top. There are not a lot of successful people that have lived their dreams and realized their full potential, because they were not willing to go through the stress. They were not willing to deal with the pressure that's necessary to shape that lump of coal into their diamond.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, Velton Shaw III. When we come back, we're going to be talking about willingness to be pressed, so that we can become the diamonds we were created to be, as he talks with us about the improving of our sales performance, the improvement of ourselves as entrepreneurs. Stay with us. We'll be right back.